reasonable force against their son.
The Library of Congress choosing Tony Bennett to receive the 2017 Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. The first time that prize goes to an artist who is not a songwriter. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I need to take care of my heart at the cellular level with Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 from Life Extension. This powerful antioxidant promotes heart health and cellular energy production. Now you can get Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 at half off, plus free shipping and handling, plus a free 6-month subscription.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I expect to have a discussion draft on Thursday, and we will go to the bill, obviously, once we get a CBO score.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talking to reporters about the Republican plan to replace Obamacare.
We had Secretary Tom Price at lunch today and continued our discussions of the way forward on health care. As all of you know, because I've reported it weekly, for weeks now we've been in intense discussions with all Republican senators.
Federal investigators confirmed today a longstanding rumor that the man who shot up a congressional baseball practice had a piece of paper with the names of 6 members of Congress. The FBI said during the news conference, James Hodgkinson's list had no context to it, and the agency did not release the names of the lawmakers. The FBI added Hodgkinson had anger management issues. USA Radio News.
For years, Ovation Cell Therapy has been repairing dry, damaged, flat, lifeless hair. I use Ovation and love it. What are you waiting for? The unique breakthrough cell therapy treatment uses amino acids, key nutrients, and vital proteins to nourish the scalp and treat the hair from root to end. You won't find a treatment like cell therapy in any other hair care line, and it's 100% guaranteed. Whether you have split ends, curly hair, flat hair, damaged hair, or hair that's breaking off, Ovation Cell Therapy will work for you. Get your healthy hair back. Now is the perfect time at OvationHair.com. It's the perfect time because this week is free shipping for a limited time, so hurry and save money now. Go to OvationHair.com and new customers can save even more by selecting USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Free shipping is on now, but it ends soon, so hurry.
The State Department is looking at putting travel restrictions on North Korea. Here's Chris Barnes.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert saying it's become an even bigger issue since the death of Otto Warmbier this week, just days after his release by North Korea, which had held him on flimsy charges for over a year.
We have a great deal of resolve to try to handle this situation and try to hold North Korea responsible for the death of Mr. Warmbier and bring back those 3 Americans who do remain there.
Nord says they do have a travel warning in place, and it aims to encourage Americans not to go to North Korea.
We can't get to you there. We have to rely on Sweden, and you know what can happen.
I'm Chris Barnes.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency before Tropical Storm Cindy expected to make landfall. Video from oil platforms in the Gulf of Mexico show waves crashing against the platforms. The storm is currently a little more than 150 miles south of Morgan City, Louisiana. Maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
One of the co-founders of Uber and the CEO, out. Here's the story.
The head of the ride-hailing service was already on a leave of absence following several scandals inside the company, including allegations of rampant sexual harassment throughout the company. Kalanick was facing strong opposition from shareholders. A statement given to the New York Times overnight read in part, "I love Uber more than anything in the world, and at this difficult moment in my personal life, I have accepted the investors' request to step aside so that Uber can go back to building rather than be distracted with another fight." Kalanick reportedly will hold onto his position as a member of Uber's board of directors.
So what would you do to protect your pets? Would you take a snake bite? One man did. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Michael Seberg was in his backyard Monday when he heard the familiar sound of a rattlesnake coming from his pool pump. His two-year-old puppy went to take a look, and Seberg quickly grabbed its collar to hold it back from the snake. Seberg put his hand over the dog's snout, and the snake bit him near his thumb. The hand quickly doubled in size, but he managed to get to a doctor in time for treatment. Officials say this is only the beginning of snake season, so be careful.
A new Pentagon report says the hundreds of thousands of classified documents that were leaked by Army soldier Bradley Manning had no real effect on the war efforts in Afghanistan and Iraq. Manning was sentenced to 35 years in prison for the 2010 leak. Manning turned the documents over to WikiLeaks and released from prison by President Obama. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you know what that is, guys. That's the sound of modern design. I'm here live in studio on this beautiful Wednesday with Jesse, my assistant. Good morning, or good afternoon, Jesse. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. It's a beautiful day. We're going to take a look at today's weather. And 1 second, I'm going to switch chairs with Jesse. Today, this afternoon, unfortunately, there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, 30% chance of thunderstorms and partly cloudy. On Thursday, it's going to be a beautiful, mostly sunny day with a high of 86 degrees. On Thursday night, there's a 20% chance of some slight showers with a low of 69. On Friday, chance of showers, then thunderstorms with a high of 87 degrees. On Friday, again, chance of thunder showers with a low of 70. On Saturday, lots of showers, Jesse. 50% chance of showers with a high of 84. Saturday night, chance of showers and partly cloudy with a looks like a low of 62. And then Sunday, which is weird for us, Sunday's going to be a beautiful day with a high of 82 degrees. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We are moving forward. We have some wonderful things coming this season. Jesse, who is my assistant, has a television background and goes to school in Ithaca, New York. And our show, as you know, is going to become a television program, and Jesse's going to help me in conjunction with some other people to make that possible. So look forward to that happening. All right, we're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with today's topic, which happens to be having a healthy home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We've been doing Modern Design for a little over 3 years now. We meet with you every Wednesday. We used to meet in the morning. Jesse, it's so hard not to say good morning.
Yeah.
So I've said it for such a long time, but now we're in our afternoon in our permanent time slot, which happens to be from 2 to 3 p.m. right here in downtown Flemington. If you do miss our show live, you can always listen to it into the podcast. Just go to www.hauntedandchamberradio.com. And then click on Modern Design, and you'll have 3 years' worth of shows to choose from. I often do that if I'm walking or running or so on, and I try to sort of critique myself. But they're fun. The topics are always different. We have a lot of people in the tri-state area that have been guests on previous shows, and it's a fun way to listen to the program. Well, our topic today happens to be tips for a healthy home. And one of the reasons I did this particular topic is in one of the upcoming shows, we have a foremost expert on creating a healthy home, and she will be a guest of ours. Her name is Susan, and she'll be with us possibly next week, but she will be in the next couple of weeks. So in researching
what she does and some of her ideas. I did go to a couple of sources, and I came up with some topics. Now, I will say we are a show all about home design, but this has a little bit more to do with your health. It does incorporate home design in your home, but it's going to sort of take a little bit of a slightly different path today. But I think we can all be healthier, and that's a good thing for us. So I went to a variety of sources, and I came up with a list of about 25 different things that we can all do and make our life healthier and dealing with your home. So number one on our list is know the ingredients in the things that you bring into your house. And Jesse, don't you think that's sort of a very basic kind of a thing?
I mean, you'd be surprised how many people don't know what they're actually bringing in.
Exactly. This even talks about something that wasn't so obvious, is your personal care products. Your shampoo, if you use hairspray, some people use hairspray, they're full of fluorocarbons. All the different things that you bring into your house for ladies, their makeup. There are toxins in all those things. They're made mostly of what? Chemicals. So our bodies aren't meant to really coexist with these foreign substances. So something to think about immediately. One of the things that some of the articles suggested was talking about when you purchase something, always make sure it has a list of ingredients, which is quite important because often marketing is very, it's not very honest. And when it says something natural, it could be actually the name is natural, but it's not natural at all. Number two on the list has to do with the kitchen and keeping your kitchen healthy and safe. And it says, when possible, eat organic. So, of course, that's always a little bit more expensive, but it is better for you. And there are all sorts of issues with pesticides that can linger and remain in your home, and we'll talk about that later. And it also says to buy fresh foods, lots of fresh produce, and buy local. And that's also very important. You know, when you go get produce from other countries, if you don't buy certified organic, you don't know where they're coming from. And sometimes out of the United States, the laws about pesticides and things of that nature aren't the same, and the standards of quality aren't the same. So you can bring produce into your house that has bad bacteria, that has pesticides that are illegal in the United States, and they can wind up on your counters, on your surfaces, and it's very easy to pass them along. So something to think of. Number three on the list for a healthy home is something I talk about all the time, and that's called pick your plastics carefully. When I was younger, much younger, I remember that everything was in glass. Your orange juice was in glass. Everything, all the surfaces were in glass. But later in time, glass, of course, is expensive, and plastics are a lot cheaper. So now most of the containers, I think Hellman's mayonnaise comes to mind. It used to be in a glass jar. I think it's in plastic now. Most things are in plastic. They're clear. They're easier. You don't worry about dropping them and so on. But the flip side is that plastics contain substances, compounds, that can be very hurtful to your body. They can contain, I'm going to say this wrong, I believe it's BPAs, which are linked to cancer. Did I say that right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, BPAs that are linked to cancers. Now, you have to be very careful with plastic, particularly when it's heated or transferred. So one of the things that you want to keep in mind, first of all, is plastic and the microwave. And the article suggests that you should never heat food or hot water or liquids in plastic. Always heat liquids in a microwave in glass because now there are different types of plastics. There are different levels of plastics, but plastics can leach and they can contaminate what you're eating or drinking. So you never want to heat that. The second thing is something I saw somebody do last week, and that is in the summer months, some people create what's called sun tea. And that's where they'll take a container. They'll take the tea bag. Sometimes they want to be healthy, so they'll get green tea or white tea, and they put it out in the sun in a plastic container. Again, a no-no. You want to put those in glass. Even if it gets hot by the sun, plastic containers can leach. And in the plastics industry, there are different levels and different numbers, and some of them are more dangerous than others to do. Number four on my list is avoid fire-retardant fabrics, which you think would be counterproductive. But they're saying that fire retardant fabrics, particularly for children and babies, contain chemicals that can possibly cause cancer. So I guess you have to sort of weigh between, you know, the safety of something that could prevent a fire and something that could possibly give you some illnesses. So things that you wouldn't necessarily normally think of. I know we're coming to our first commercial break, so you can just let me know when that is. You want to avoid some of the fire retardant fabrics, specifically if you have a young child in the house. Number five is something that I was sort of embedded in me, and that is wash your hands often. Nothing spreads germs more than washing hands. So you want to have clean hands. You want your children to have clean hands. But at the same time, the article says you don't want to wash your hands to the point that they are rough, because that does the exact opposite. That makes you susceptible to infections. So you want to avoid that. You want to keep your hands, when you do use soap, you want to use a moisturizing soap. You want to wash your hands frequently, but you don't want to obsess about it. You want to find the perfect medium to do that. Also on this list was no antibacterial soaps or washes. What do you think that is?
Why don't you explain it to me?
Okay. Oh, I'm not going to show off easy on that one. That is because these, number one, a lot of them contain lots of alcohol. And what happens is the alcohol dries out your skin, so that when you go to a public space and you open a bathroom door and now you have openings in your hand, you are susceptible to it. The second thing is that a lot of these antibacterial soaps contain tons of fragrances and chemicals, and we want to try to get the chemicals out of our house. Very important to do that. They say you're better off with a good pure soap of just washing your hands. A soft soap is nice, making sure you dry them properly, and then moving on from there, but not obsessing about it. Do we have time for a few more, or we're almost there?
I think it's time to break for a commercial.
Okay, so we're going to break for our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We've been doing the show now for 3 years, and I have some help now, which is really nice to be sort of a guest. Today, I'm like a guest in studio. We're trying something new today, and Jesse is switching and doing a great job on the boards, and I appreciate that. And it lets me to be a guest. And boy, I kind of like this. And when you go back to school in the end of August, I'm going to be very disappointed and probably forget what I have to do. Our topic today happens to be tips for a healthy home. And we're going to talk about a lot of different areas that you can improve the health of your home. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have a wonderful guest on that's really going to have the definitive answers on many of these topics that we're going to bring up today. But it is, you know, sort of relevant. You see a lot of people with illnesses And often it's things that actually happen from the home. We bring a lot of surfaces into our house that have chemicals, that have bacteria, and we want to make sure that we have a balance, that we don't want to become so obsessed with germs that we give ourselves a problem. But at the same time, we want to live healthfully and do things the best we can. And the most important place, where do you spend the most of your time? In your home. So very important to do that. I did want to talk before we go into the rest of the list about a couple things that are going on at Maven Hill Designs. We are getting ready in my Maplewood store to have an official grand opening. And if you ever take a ride north, more towards Manhattan, my new store is in the Maplewood Village at the train station. There's a lovely downtown, and that's Maven Hill Designs 191B, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, right next door to the post office. And we'll have we'll be inviting listeners to come, and we're going to have a special day with hors d'oeuvres and drinks passed out, and that will be a lot of fun. My local store here is in Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. It's a 2,500 square foot showroom containing all sorts of furniture, accessories, and gift items. I also share the space with John McLean from Rugs to Riches. So if you're looking for hardwood floors, carpeting, or any flooring solutions, they are available to you. You can reach Maven Hill Designs at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Now, our topic today happens to be keeping your home safe and healthy. And number five on our list before we went to break was about washing your hands, but not necessarily using antibacterial soaps. Do you use the antibacterial soap or the pump when you go into places?
If my hands aren't too dirty, I typically won't use the soap. I just want to rinse my hands off.
Exactly. Don't you feel that sometimes those hand sanitizers really dry out your hands?
Yeah, and it sometimes scares me that, you know, when you're in elementary school, there's so many classrooms have like bottles and bottles of hand sanitizer. I'm like, that's not too great to be using all
the
time.
No, exactly. And I've always felt that you need to have, in your early life, you need to have be exposed to bacteria exactly. and germs because you build up an immunity. But if you keep all that away from you, I don't know what's going to happen when you get older and something does happen.
Exactly.
I think it's not necessarily as healthy. Number six on my list is something that's a little bit of a debate, something that I'm still doing, but something I'm concerned about. This article suggests skip the nonstick cookware. Now, almost all of us now use or have used at least the nonstick cookware because you didn't have to add so much oil or butter to something, and it made it healthier cooking, or so we thought. Most nonstick cookware is made with Teflon, and it has been noted that if Teflon not heats, but if Teflon overheats, that the fumes it gives off are actually toxic. Isn't that scary?
It's actually really scary.
I was afraid after I read this article. And it doesn't matter what brand of cookware, if you're using nonstick. Now, there are probably other surfaces that aren't Teflon, but it says the majority of nonstick is made with Teflon. And if Teflon gets overheated, which is very easy to happen if you're cooking in a skillet because there's so much surface space, the fumes are toxic and then you're breathing them right in. So something that I think we probably use every day. I had two scrambled eggs this morning. What did I use? My non-coat pan, which I love so much. Mm-hmm. So we want to keep an eye of that. Another thing that came on with when dealing with a nonstick surface is we want to make sure that we use wood utensils. Many people will take nonstick surfaces and use metal utensils, and then that material is allowed to scrape. And when it scrapes, you're actually ingesting those chemicals and those toxins themselves, and many people do that. Haven't you seen people's pans in their house? You can just see it doesn't take a lot, just a little bit, and you're getting those metal scrapings with have those materials on it. So you always wanted to use with if you're going to have keep your nonstick, you always want to use it with wood utensils, and then make sure they go through the dishwasher. Number seven is something that I do all the time, and I do an added step. I don't know if you do this or not. Is you want to start with your tap water, whether it's a well or whether it's a city water, and you want to put a filter right on the tap. Is that something you guys do at home?
Yeah, we do replace the. We have to replace the filter every now and then.
How's the water in Flemington? Is the tap water tasty or no?
Yeah, I actually like it a lot. Uh-huh. I actually have a little water bottle I always refill, you know.
No, absolutely. Oh, we're going to talk about water bottles. So you might want to refill it after I tell you what I'm going to tell you. Anyway, so number one was to start by filtering your water. Now, if you have the article said if you have a well, every 2 years, you should go have it tested because environmental influences can change reading from year to year. So perhaps in 2012, you had your water tested, it was fine, but then two doors down, somebody built a new house, and because of runoff or chemicals or maybe something that they've installed in their house, your water a couple years later may now be contaminated. So they suggested if you have a well to have it tested every 2 years, but also whether it be city water or a well that you want to put a right on the tap, you want to start with a filter there. I go further with that. The second thing that I like to do for my drinking water and my coffee water is I buy one of those Britas or one of those secondary filters, and that's my pitcher. So if I'm going to serve somebody water, I do that in a Brita filter.
Yeah,
even when I'm putting coffee in, I use the Brita filter. What about you?
Yeah, that's actually a really popular thing to use among college students.
Because, is it?
You know, you don't really trust all the universities, but, you know, sometimes the water,
right.
It's unsafe. It's nice
old
to
pipes.
Just, yeah, exactly. So
right.
It's nice to use the filter for it.
Exactly. So very recommended to filter water. That was very high on their priority list, too. It was one of the – I'm taking them out of sequence to discuss them, but – filtering the water was considered, especially in the New Jersey area, is considered very important to do. Number 8 on our list is get rid of toxic dust in your house. And they're recommending that if you are about to purchase a vacuum, use one with a HEPA filter and to frequently dust and to frequently vacuum rugs. Number 9 on our list was use green cleaning supplies. Jesse, when I was in college, I worked for this marketing firm out in Long Island, and they'd have me demo different products. Often they were related to vanity, but one of the accounts that I got was a company called Simple Green. And Simple Green makes a cleaning solution that's been around, I think, since like the 1970s, but it's something that you can actually, which I didn't do in the demos, they said you can actually taste because it is non-toxic. And that's sort of the test of being non-toxic. If you can ingest it and not be sick, then it's probably not delicious, but it's actually good for you. And what they recommended in this article is to avoid some of the caustic chemicals. Some of the worst chemicals in your house are related to cleaning supplies. Dishwasher detergent, laundry detergent, bleach, all sorts of caustic chemicals. Furniture polish, full of chemicals, full of toxins. If you have to put a child cap on it, not healthy for your home. And you don't have to make it as a dip for it to kill you. I mean, over time, these things can cause problems, especially if you have some sort of an illness already or an underlying condition. So what this article suggested was using household items for health. One of the things that they said you can replace ammonia with is vinegar, getting your own clear vinegar. And when you're doing glass, countertops, windows, if you're doing your mirrors, use vinegar. It's so inexpensive to begin with, white vinegar, and a better solution and totally clean and healthy. So something that you could make a big difference with right away in your space by using a clean product. The next is number 10, and I talk about this all the time, and I want to go into detail about this, and that is avoid pesticides. It says, number 1, avoid pesticides at all costs, if you can. It talks about things like if you're wanting to keep bugs out of your yard, use natural citronella. Citronella is actually naturally occurring, and sometimes it's used with other things, so you have to read the labels, but that's something that you can do. It suggests that you change your behaviors and the way food is stored and to avoid pesticides at all costs. On a previous show, we were talking about keeping bugs off your deck. And remember we talked about using an outdoor fan? An outdoor fan will do that without spraying for bugs and so on. But they feel that pesticides are carcinogens and you want to get rid of them as possible. Now I want to talk about something in particular that kind of bothers me. Being a resident of Hunterdon County and having a well and septic, I see a lot of people putting, I don't want to use a specific brand, it's a generic, but using Roundup or spraying these type of solutions to kill the weeds. And I will stop people dead in their tracks and saying, what do you think happens when it rains and you've sprayed a toxic, deadly carcinogen on your weeds? It runs off, goes right into the water, and you're drinking it. So they say that the best way to get rid of your weeds is to, of course, old-fashioned pull them to the root. There are actually things where you can burn weeds now, too. They have sort of a thing where you can actually burn the weeds out. But do not use pesticides on your lawn, fertilizers and things, when you have a well and septic, because they run right off and you're ingesting the toxins that you put on the space. So don't you think it can happen very easily?
Yeah, that's actually really scary, too.
All right, well, we're at halfway through the hour, so Jesse's going to put the news on, and we'll be back shortly. More of Modern Design here on WHDR-DB.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Their leader, Senator Schumer, made it very clear on at least two separate occasions that they didn't want to be part of this process. They didn't want to repeal and replace Obamacare.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer calling out the hypocrisy of Senate Democrats who are complaining about Republicans making a bill in secret while once stating they didn't want to participate in the process anyway. Spicer went on to say the president wants to see quality health care for all Americans.
He believes that health care is something that is near and dear to so many families and individuals. He made it clear from the beginning that that was one of his priorities. And as the Senate works its way through this bill, as the House did, any ideas are welcome to strengthen it.
It's packing a little less punch, but it's still a threat. Tropical Storm Cindy is slowly heading toward the Gulf Coast. The storm currently a little more than 150 miles south of Morgan City, Louisiana, with winds of just under 50 miles an hour. It's expected to come ashore late today. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is pushing tax reform. Here's Chris Barnes.
The Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan saying it's time for some serious tax reform.
President Trump recently introduced a set of principles for tax reform. And right now, we, the House, the Senate, the White House, we're working together to turn them into a transformational tax reform plan.
Ryan says they hope to eliminate harmful taxes like the so-called death tax and the alternative minimum tax.
Next, we will clear out special interest carve-outs and expensive deductions and focus on keeping those that make the most sense. Home ownership, charitable giving, retirement savings.
I'm Chris Barnes.
Today is the longest day of the year. The summer solstice is usually thought of the first day of summer, but it's also a day when the sun stays out the longest in the northern hemisphere. The amount of daylight you'll see depends on where you are in relationship to the equator. For the latest news headlines and in-depth analysis of those headlines, join us online, usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A student who had his Trump shirt edited out of his yearbook calling for an investigation. Here's the story.
Another day, another demand for an independent investigation involving Donald Trump. Only this time, the call is from a high school student to his school board. Tuesday night, Wyatt Dobrovich made a request for the case of his school yearbook photo being altered to be investigated independently with no one else involved. Dobrovich and Grant Berardo were wearing shirts supporting President Trump when they had their yearbook photos taken. Those photos were doctored in the final product. School officials say that the yearbook advisor was to blame and suspended her indefinitely.
State Department officials are confirming they are looking into putting travel restrictions on North Korea.
During a briefing yesterday, spokesperson Heather Nauert says they haven't come to a decision on the matter yet, but they're continuing to look at it.
She says they have a great deal of resolve to try and hold North Korea responsible for the death of Otto Warmbier and to bring back three other Americans who remained there. The 22-year-old college student died just days after being released by North Korea, where he had been held for 17 months. Nauert says they think the travel warning they've had in place has been very strong.
A private auto safety group recognizing an electric vehicle as a top safety pick. The Chevrolet Bolt EV was picked by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety for its performance in 5 impact safety tests. GM's new electric compact is the only fully electric vehicle to earn that recognition. The Institute is financed by the insurance industry and performs its own safety tests of new vehicles. USA Radio News.
And we are back with more of Monitor Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program has been going on here in Flemington, New Jersey, but we have some big changes coming. One is we've moved to our palatial estate, I should say, on Main Street. We're now at 119 Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. And the next thing is that our show, Modern Design, is going to be go to video and television. We are going to be on, I believe, the YouTube channel. I also think Facebook Live. And our program has the potential of going on and actually being on television. So I have with me Jesse in studio, who is a student at Ithaca College.
Yep.
And he is a broadcasting major, as I was, many, many years earlier. And that's what we're going to, folks. So you'll be able to watch Modern Design, so I better get to the gym. Okay, so our topic today happens to be keeping a healthy home. And a healthy home has a lot of components. I wanted to start with some of the things that really directly relate to health, talking about product labeling. And I think one of the things, because you're younger than me, Jesse, that maybe you take for granted is that more and more the requirement, the government is requiring that no matter what you have, that the product contents are there. Things like shampoo, things like soaps, things like any sort of food product, if things have nuts in them and so on. It seems to me that when I was growing up and it was somebody's birthday, you know, the mom would bring in cupcakes or brownies or whatever. Everybody would devour them and nobody died. Mm-hmm. Now there's a defibrillator in it, defibrillator in every classroom because we've developed all these weird sensitivities and allergies and stuff. And it is very much a different world. So we see that things are labeled, and more non-food items are being labeled. And that's actually a good thing because, you know, you think about your overall health and being in an environment. And it is – did you ever go on an airplane? When I go on an airplane, I always, always get a cold 2 to 3 days later.
Really?
And I truly believe that that recycled air – that, you know, it's an environment. If you're spending 8 hours in a place, you know, there's not that much fresh oxygen there. All those people that are sucking it, you're breathing that recycled air, that it's inevitable that you're going to get some sort of a cold. So maybe it's psychological for me, but, you know, there's something that with an environment that's not probably the cleanest that you're going to be exposed to things and cause problems. Your home, we spend more time in our home. Probably work is second, but we spend more time in our home than pretty much any other place. So we want to make sure we keep those surfaces as clean and healthy as possible. So I think health also can equal happiness. We don't want to go crazy with it because people become obsessed. Have you ever met people that become obsessed with cleanliness?
The ones that wear the gloves,
don't sit on my bed. Yeah. Now, is your mom like that? My mom was a very... clean kind of a person.
My mom likes to keep the place organized, but she's not like insane. She's not going to like murder anybody. So she has a good balance.
Exactly. And I think it's what I give you today is all about, and I went to 3 sources for this and qualified it. And then when we have our guest Susan on, she's going to sort of really break it down for us. But, you know, take what I tell you today with also a grain of salt. You want to do things in moderation. But I think some of these are great. The Teflon pan thing, I sometimes forget and use metal. Do you ever do that? Do you ever make yourself some eggs or something in a Teflon pan and you don't use the wood or spatula? Well, you don't want to use plastic either, so you want to use wood.
I do use the wood spatula, but okay. I do also use the nonstick pan. So,
yeah, I use the nonstick pan. I would say I don't cook unless I use a nonstick pan.
I agree. It's just a pain in the butt. So
yeah,
clean.
Exactly. So I always use a nonstick pan. So I guess we want to find a nonstick pan that Teflon isn't the base. In the beginning, Teflon meant nonstick. Maybe there's another nonstick material. I recently bought, did you ever see on the TV they have these commercials for the copper pan? It's sort of like a red thing.
I told my mom, I was like, oh, we should get
that. That is your perfect color. You're in a dorm?
I am.
Do you have anything like a hot plate that you could cook on and stuff?
We have like a dorm like stovetop.
This is the perfect college dorm pan.
Really?
It's not expensive. I think it was about $10 or $12. Nothing ever burns. You don't have to use a drop of oil. I sauteed some just fresh spinach the other day. I didn't put oil at all. It wilted beautifully. It's unbelievable. You can add oil because oil adds a little bit of flavor, but you don't have to add oil, and it never burns. Things never burn, but they always brown. I never saw anything like that's it fantastic. In my life. So we have to find out if the copper bottom, and I'm going to find out when Susan comes on, if the copper bottom is what we should be cooking out of, because they're just absolutely amazing. So that's one that scared me. I don't like those antibacterial hand sanitizers because I find they're very hard on your hands. Do you notice when you go in the grocery store now, they have them in a lot of buildings and offices have them wherever you go?
It's like a requirement, it looks like almost. Right?
But I always think because the public touches that, when you're touching something everybody else touching, aren't you susceptible to what they've had on
That's
their hands?
Very true, yeah. You have to push the button, then it comes
Correct.
Out.
Correct, exactly. Yeah, it's not like it's motion-activated. Yeah. So aren't you then directly responsible? So it does become sort of a catch-22. You don't want to be a boy in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to live clean and healthy, so it's a sense of balance. So again, our topic today happens to be living with a healthy home, and we're going to give you some tips. I went to three reputable sources, and made sort of a list between the three of the ones that I thought were very topical. So we talked about filtering your water and how important that was, getting rid of toxic dust. use green type of cleaners. I talked about Simple Green being something that's a good cleaner that's still been on the market, using vinegar instead of ammonia, which was a great thing, avoiding pesticides, which, of course, are carcinogens. And here's one that you just told me earlier. Don't drink bottled water. The article on this one said, don't drink bottled water for two reasons. One is most bottled water is other cities' tap water that's unfiltered. Did you know that?
You telling me those pictures of pond they have on the labels are lying
exactly.
to me?
Exactly. Wouldn't they say years ago is that one, I don't know if it was Poland Spring or one of them had actually dried up. Those are marketing things. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of brands of bottled water. Don't assume it's going to say water as an ingredient. Don't assume the water is purer than the water that's on your fountain, your tap with a filter on it. Bottled water is not all that regulated, and they don't have to list if there's other things, you know, going on there. So the second thing and the bigger thing of the two is what is bottled water packaged in?
Plastic.
Now, when you're getting the bottled water and you're filling up your tank, and you go to the convenience store, you get this nice, wonderful, cold bottle of water. Well, that's the end result. Think how things are created and shipped. When the bottles are filled, where are they?
Factories.
In a warehouse, sometimes mm-hmm. in other countries, and even in our own country. Are they refrigerated at that point?
No.
Often they're in very hot environments. Mm-hmm. Then they go, if they're coming from other places, they go where? They go on a loading dock, mm-hmm. where they could sit on the dock in hot,
Yikes.
Hot sun. And those BPAs, those toxins, those chemicals will leach into that water. And even though it's eventually refrigerated, that's all been done.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that you're much better off. And they also said how much cheaper it is. Think how much we pay for bottled water.
Yeah.
You're better off drinking water from your own house and using the filter. And then what they said to do is get a container that's glass or like a thermos
mm-hmm.
and take your own water from home with you. It's free
mm-hmm.
and it's better to do.
I let me clarify. I meant by water bottle, I meant I have a hydro flask. It's
okay.
This great bottle of water. Carries
okay.
a lot for me. It stays cool for 24 hours.
Isn't that wonderful, right? And
yeah,
it's not plastic.
It's not plastic,
okay.
Exactly. It's easy to clean too.
Exactly. No, that's great. And that's the thing. Take your water from home. Stop spending all your money on water, that's for sure, and you'll be healthier. Okay, so the next one on our list is avoid canned food.
Oh.
Who's guilty of using canned food? Raise our hands,
yeah,
yes.
Right?
Exactly. We all use canned foods from time to time because they're convenient, because they don't have to be refrigerated, because they're inexpensive, and something that we have to talk about, which we will, after these commercial messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm here with Jesse, making us make ourselves nuts over our topic today. And that topic is tips for creating a healthy home. I don't want to create hysteria. I want to create a healthy home. So we're talking about canned food. And the article said that just like everything else, canned food goes through a variety of environments of hot and cold before it gets to you. And that the cans themselves are unhealthy and they do eventually leach whatever the can is made of. Does leach into the materials. And often canned food has such a long shelf life that could be going on for a really long time before it gets to you. It doesn't. There's not really a date when it says it's been created in a lot of things, like soups come to mind. And when you're a college student, I lived on Progresso canned soup. Chicorina was my favorite. How about you, canned soup?
Chunky. Chunky got canned.
Oh,
chunky.
Yeah.
New England clam chowder.
Gotta oh, yum, right?
Yeah.
So I ruined that for you, too, now. I really apologize. Okay, so the next one is it suggests that you use natural or sea salt. They said regular table salt does not contain necessarily iodine. You need iodine in your diet. But sea salt and river salt actually have minerals, which you actually need. So use sea salt or salt that contains minerals as opposed to iodized salt. Number 14 on the list was when eating fish, when you buy fish, use fish that has lower mercury levels. Now, I'm Mr. Tuna. If I go to a restaurant on a Saturday night, if I don't order a steak, because that's supposed to be bad for you, I'll order a rare piece of tuna. Do you like tuna?
And sushi.
Yeah. One of my favorite fishes, right? Tuna, not so great for you all the time. It's a high mercury fish. So is swordfish a high mercury fish? A lot of the fatty fishes are very high in mercury. So you want to limit the amount of fishes you purchase in your home or when you go out that have a high mercury content. Number 15 is no air fresheners in the house. They feel that air fresheners are nothing but a list of carcinogens and chemicals, and you're spraying them and ingesting them as you do it. That you're better off opening the windows. You're better off going in your yard and getting some fresh flowers and have that have fragrance. They suggest that you take a bowl of citrus. Citrus has a long, there are oils in the citrus skin. So they're suggesting get a wonderful bowl of oranges and put them, you know, they can even go in the sun. They can go in the window of your kitchen or lemons and get that natural freshness. Do not use plug-in air fresheners. They also said plug-in air fresheners are dangerous. They've been known to cause fires because they continue a current all the time. So don't use those. And then the spray air fresheners are dangerous as well, and especially for the person who's spraying them because they often ingest everything as they're doing it. So no air fresheners. It even didn't like the Puck air fresheners. They're, again, all chemicals. Number 16 on my list was use fragrance-free products for your body. And one of the things it talks about is antiperspirant deodorant. So when you're applying antiperspirant deodorant, you're applying it to a very susceptible part of your body, your underarm, which is full of old glands and so on, and you're directly consuming a product there. So a fragrance is solely artificial in those things. So it suggests that you use non-scented products on your person, on your body, and not to keep them in your home. Number 17, which is one that's very interesting, it says when decorating your home, avoid vinyl shower curtains. Do you ever get a new shower curtain and it's vinyl? It has a strong smell for a long time. Or even the liner. Forget the shower curtain. Maybe the shower curtain's fabric. Do you ever smell a shower curtain liner or go to the gym and there's a shower curtain liner?
Yeah.
Those are always vinyl or plastic because of the waters. Mm-hmm. So they clean it off. They say don't use a vinyl or I don't know what you'd use. I guess you have to get a glass shower enclosure otherwise. But they say don't use a vinyl shower curtain because they do give off toxins as well. This list can make you a little crazy, I think.
Yeah.
We need a happy topic next week. Okay, so the next one was limit extra care products, things like hairspray that are not necessary. Limit your care products, and that's good. You know, in the 80s, when you probably weren't born, the thing was to use hairspray and as much as possible.
Yeah.
But when I look at somebody that has hairspray now, I think it makes them look like old because they have this like stiff hair. Mm-hmm. Isn't it nicer to have hair that you put your fingers through?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that you'd want to touch. Mm-hmm. Hairspray in particular for the fluorocarbons was considered one of the worst things. With ladies' makeups, they say don't buy makeup for the ladies out there. Don't buy makeup unless you have a list of ingredients. And makeup is notorious for going into your cortex, it's your nose, your eyes, and you're ingesting those things, and often full of chemicals and toxins. Number 19 on the list was laundry detergent. You want to read labels of what's in your laundry detergent. One of the things you have to be careful of in particular is the pre-spotting stuff. A lot of those, they say, contain benzene, which is a carcinogen. Dry cleaners were notorious for using benzene, which is a very toxic chemical. 20 on our list says buy products that are, I don't know what this says. I can't read my own handwriting. Buy products that only have a list of the ingredients. Don't buy something if you don't know what's in it. And I think that's sort of common sense, even if it's not food products. And here's a good one for you, and I say this all the time to people. Was the house you live in built in before 1978?
No clue.
Okay.
Probably not.
No. So 1978 was a critical year in building. That's when the government of the United States came in and said, we no longer can use lead paint. It became illegal. So if your house was built and painted before 1978, there's a good chance that there's lead in your house and lead paint, which, of course, we know how bad that is. Mm-hmm. Built after 1978, probably not. So you do have an older home and you have some original windows and you're bragging about you have these beautiful original windows. You want to make sure that if you have chipped paint, that, in fact, it's not lead paint because that's something that can happen.
Now, how can you get rid of, make it safe if you do have 5-pound lead paint in your house?
What it says if you have lead paint in your house, and this also goes through, which I'm going to talk about the next thing, was about asbestos, because a lot of that is in ceilings. They say the best thing to do is to defer to a professional because you can do more damage with lead paint by removing it than leaving where it is.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a danger if a child ingests it. It becomes a danger when it breaks up. So it's best to have a professional look at it. If the lead paint is intact, that you can go over it with another product. You might need a primer to do like a latex or another product over it so it encapsulates it. So I'm going to go out of turn, but the next thing we're talking about is asbestos in ceilings, which is something I was going to talk about. They say, again, defer to the professionals. The best way to handle it is to encapsulate it. It only becomes a problem when it's airborne. The next one is number 22 is low VOC paints have become very popular. A lot of the major brands like Benjamin Moore and Sherwin-Williams have a lower VOC paints when you paint. All paint is toxic, though. I tell people that all the time. Paint is paint. You're not going to dip your bread in it. So make sure you're out of the house and the windows are open and well ventilated. Number 23 on our list is avoid foam-stuffed furniture. Now, that's often hard to do because there's no a couch that has a list of ingredients on it. They say ask people when you go to the furniture store, ask people what the stuffing of an item is. They say that the foam furniture is always sprayed with a flame retardant materials, which is a carcinogen. So you want to avoid foam furniture, if possible, foam stuffed furniture, because it's bad for you. They recommend with things like pillows, go with down pillows. I have something, I don't know if you saw this advertised, but I bought it. It's supposed to be from Asia. It's a bamboo pillow. Have you seen that?
Never even heard of it.
Oh, my God. It is so comfortable. It, like, cradles your head. It's amazing. But they say that in the articles, the summary was what you do when you go to the grocery store, do when you're buying personal health items, do when you're buying ceiling tiles, do when you're buying things for your home. Things like your flooring, it talks about your flooring, that you should ask questions of where things are coming from. So let's go through the balance of the list because I don't want to out of time. I think we have about 4 minutes left.
Yep, 3 minutes.
About 3 minutes left. So I want to continue this list and we'll talk about, we'll summarize here. So number 23 on my list of 25 was the foam stuffed furniture. Number 24 is a topic we had on a couple of weeks ago, and that was all about bulbs. We had Bruce here, the owner of Flemington Lighting and Fans, and the whole hour was dedicated to the new light bulbs, LED, CFL, yeah, and all the different wattages, the lichens that he taught us about, and the different things about measuring light and what was great. Well, supposedly the CFL bulbs, contain mercury, and the mercury leaches into the environment. So CFL bulbs are definitely not to be used. And number 25 on my list really surprised me, and we'll end the list on this, and that is, they say, do you have a wood deck? Which I'm right now, while I'm here, they're rebuilding my wood deck.
Oh, really?
A wood deck, a wood picnic table, and or a wood playground set. When you were a kid, did your parents get you a playground set?
It came with the house, actually.
Okay, was it made of wood?
Yep.
It says that many wood surfaces for the outside before 2005 contain arsenic, and it suggests that you have them tested for arsenic, and if not, have them replaced. Now, I did read that sometimes arsenic can be naturally occurring in surfaces, but they say that they had high levels of arsenic and that they could be dangerous.
That's scary. Yeah, mine was definitely built before 2005.
Five, and that most people remember mm-hmm. being on those things, as I do as well, and picnic tables. Well, picnic tables were wood back in the day, mm-hmm. and that they contained high levels of toxin. So I do want to end on the note of the fact that things that you have to be wary of before we run out of time is, one is, in New Jersey, there's something called radon, and radon is a naturally occurring gas. It is not dangerous unless it gets trapped. Now, most people, if they're going for a mortgage, are now required by the lender to get a radon detection system, which I highly recommend. And if you do have radon, it doesn't mean that it's Love Canal and you should move out. All that means, it needs to be ventilated so it doesn't get trapped. So that was one that was very big in New Jersey. Asbestos shingles for ceiling tiles, for old basements, for insulation. We want to make sure that we don't play with those. And be safe, and that's very important. Well, it looks like we're coming to the end of our hour now. It is our 2:58 hour. Just say thank you for helping me with the show today.
No problem.
Think this topic was very interesting. I think I need a drink after this for all the things that we've done wrong. And we look forward to seeing you next week. We have some wonderful things coming up. Thanks for listening to Modern Design, and we'll see you next week, everybody. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Their leader, Senator Schumer, made it very clear on at least two separate occasions that they didn't want to be part of this process. They didn't want to repeal and replace Obamacare.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer calling out the hypocrisy of Senate Democrats who are complaining about Republicans making a bill in secret while once stating they didn't want to participate in the process anyway. Spicer went on to say the president wants to see quality health care for all Americans.
He believes that health care is something that is near and dear to so many families and individuals. He made it clear from the beginning that that was one of his priorities. And as the Senate works its way through this bill, as the House did, any ideas are welcome to strengthen it.
It's packing a little less punch, but it's still a threat. Tropical Storm Cindy is slowly heading toward the Gulf Coast. The storm currently a little more than 150 miles south of Morgan City, Louisiana, with winds of just under 50 miles an hour. It's expected to come ashore late today. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why